SER, Thursday the 12th of May, by Shimon Katz. How to deal with today's unpredictable times.
I say if we're lucky, we'll get to that. The answer to the title of how to deal with today's unpredictable times. If not, it'll give you some food for thought later on. You'll think about it. How did this come to the answer? Anyway, in this week's parasha, there's a very interesting Rashi. There's actually two interesting Rashis. Rashi brings down, I'm going to make sure that we keep on time. Oh, there, right in your face. In this week's parasha, there's two interesting Rashis, which is really, Rashi brings down a Torah's Kahanim. The first Rashi that Rashi brings down is a known Rashi, Ma'inin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? And then Rashi brings down the Torah's Kahanim, and he explains it differently, but basically Rashi is saying that this, just like all the mitzvahs in the Torah, we know the general rules and the details are all from Sinai, also all mitzvahs are the same. That's the Torah's Kahanim. There's a beautiful Ramban, there's a lot on it. But the obvious question is, it's an unbelievable thought, because sometimes, you know, not all details of mitzvahs are actually brought down in one place. There's Ivas Mayav, and Mimela, therefore, we're actually putting it all together. But the obvious question is, why was the mitzvah of Shemitah chosen for that task to teach us this? That's the first question. But the second question I find is even more puzzling. The Rashi brings down another part of this Medrash, Torah's Kahanim, and it says, Shabbos Lashem, that he's a very Loret, Hashem, and we Shof Loret, Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos Lashem. So what does Rashi say? L'shem Hashem. And he brings down, this is the Medrash, Kishem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereshis. And the Medrash is slightly different. Shabbos Hashem, Kishem Shenemar Shabbos Bereshis. Just like by Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos Hashem. Taknemar B'Shviya Shabbos Hashem. Now, the question is, what is the obvious question is, what is the Kavan over here? What is the Medrash? What does Rashi want? What is the Lekach here? So, the standard teretz, which is definitely good, you know, a lot of Mefarshim say standard teretz, it's very, very nice, very beautiful teretz, is that, you know, in the world, there's Shemitah is accepted in the world also to help the ground, to help the ground. And comes along, the Medrash, and tells us, no, you have to have only one thing in mind. A shame mitzvah. You're leaving the land to rest for the mitzvah of Shemitah. That's what a lot of people they explain of Shabbat. I have a few questions on it. I mean, it's nice. It's endless. There's no question about it. You have to have the shame Shemitah. But first of all, what does Shabbos Bereishis have to do with anything? Going back to Shabbos Bereishis, not just Shabbos. Shabbos Bereishis. That's one thing you want to compare to Shabbos is one thing, but Shabbos Bereishis, something very strange here. I couldn't understand what's behind this. If it would be nice if the mitzvah is kavana, yeah, okay, but once you say Shabbos Bereishis, there's got to be something more into it than. And not only that, all other mitzvahs we know, and even Shabbos, we say in the Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here there's no Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's nothing. Shabbos Bereishis. I find it very difficult to understand, but there must be something deeper than just, you know, mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana that you have to have in mind, the Shem, mitzvah Shemitah, you know, not for the rest in land, do the Shem Shemayim, and Allah. So I gave us some major thought. And before I mention, there's another medrash which everybody has seen. The medrash compares the people who observe Shemitah. They bring down a pasuk this is a Yalkut Shemayni. They bring down a pasuk in Tehillim. Bochu Hashem Malachov Gibore Koyach Oisei Devarim. That the Gibore Koyach Oisei Devarim is the people that observe Shemitah. And also to say, it says, Baruch Hashem Malachov, it's also, and that's the same passage which is written by Matan Torah. But if you already start to see something about a Malach, and the godless, and the Gibor, and everything, what's going on over here? Shemitah is Shabbos is also, Shemitah is a great mitzvah, no question about it. And it's amazing what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. The Shemitah, the year of Shemitah is beautiful. It's something, they're really working hard and a lot, of getting more and more people to observe it. And it's actually happening. Even non-religious farmers are actually, laying down the plow and following, they have all kinds of nisim that were going on in different kibbutzim, and that there was one year. This is going back years ago, but every year there's always something that happens. And the same, some similar, where there was a locust plague one year, and it ate up all the other people that weren't observant to Shemitah, and one I think it was Komamilus, not a fly there, not a locust there, nothing, and it was, so many different things. Every year is always something that comes out. And one year, I remember Carmel Mizrahi, they decided to go with Eretz Yisrael and observe, and they said the crop of the sixth year was a crop of wine, which they'd never seen in as far as they can remember. This is going back a few Shemitahs, two Shemitahs ago, when I was there. So, but it's amazing what's really going on. So, it's tremendous godless, tremendous. Why? What's more godless than any other mitzvah? I mean, every mitzvah. Shabbos, I have talked about Shabbos in America. Everybody knows that people went to America before the war. It was pushed. You couldn't get. There were people that I know that you had a job. You got a job Monday morning, and the minute the boss found out that you were leaving on, you had permission. I have to have a Sabbath, and I have to, I have to leave it early, especially in winter. I mean, it doesn't start as early as here. Here's Shabbos, and it's 3:30, whatever it is, but in America it's early enough, it's 4:20. So that's what the boss said, sorry, you can find yourself another job. And it's not that, it's put on the table, you have a family. So that's also the word. So all of these things gave me, had a food for thought, and I had to come up with some, thinking about what's this all about. And I think comes out of this a very marvelous, marvelous point. Though I have to give a little introduction, and I have to apologize. But what can I do? Obviously, this is the parasha, and this is the thought I wanted to, convey. It is a little bit. It could be a little bit on the heavy side, but that's what it seems to be. And I started looking around, and I started seeing that a lot of people are sort of like also in that direction. But we have to remember one thing. This is very important. That any thing that message that the Torah tries to convey to us, we have to remember it's a lifetime job. That, especially what I'm saying now, it's a lifetime job. It's not we have to work on it. It's just a whole lifetime job. So let me begin. It's an involved thought, and it starts off with a interesting concept which I heard from Rav Volbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Who I wasn't one of the Talmidim from Be'er Yaakov. That's what his real Talmidim, when he was there. But I was zeicher to catch him on retirement. I always say that, I always mention that the Mashkiach, listen how the Mashkiach retires. After working for 20, 30, I don't know how many years in Be'er Yaakov as a Mashkiach full time, he decided to go into retirement and come to Yerushalayim. What was his retirement plan? Sunday night he gave a shmooze in Lakewood East. Monday night he had a vada. He opened the base on Tuesday, had a vada base on Tuesday. Tuesday night he used to switch off between the Mir, he gave a shmooze in the Mir, or in Nesef Yisrael, or some other yeshiva. Wednesday night he get back to the base on Tuesday. Thursday night he had a private vada. Friday night he spoke, he opened the shul and gave a shalom, and he spoke there Friday night. Mitzray Shabbos used to walk to Kol Torah from Gibat Shalom to walk. This is Mashkiach in retirement plan. So I had a skus to be able to, you know, to go to Zvadim, and I, at that time I had a piece of tin with four wheels on it, and I was starting to take it around a little bit. And I believe me, I learned so much from just more than the Vadim, more than the Shmuz, more than like that. I learned from the car rides with him. But the Maisa, the first time I heard him, in Be'er Yaakov, and one of the Rebbeim of a place I was teaching had, was taking his car, and he offered me, "Would you like to come and hear the Mashkiach?" I said, "Absolutely." So I went, and he said a remarkable Yisrael. He brought down something which is amazing. He brought down a machlekes, an understanding, what is the purpose of the world, creation? What's the purpose of men? A remarkable machlekes. And you know, you can't believe that such people are in the Shav Shmaita. You know, we always use the Shav Shmaita, Sefer Chayshim in London. In the Hagdama, you know, he says a concept that the purpose of a person in the world is that the neshama, the seichel, the neshama, should steig, should grow. And that the neshama is the spiritual, that's not the body, it's the seichel, it's spiritual. That should grow, and he brings a raya from the Talmud. Yes, because I mean, that the Mashkiach explained it that way. But that's, but if you look inside, it's beautiful. It'll be in the Hagdama, gorgeous. And the other Madiyama is the famous Das Tfunas Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Mitzatay, who wrote the Sefer Mesiyah Shasharim. We're all familiar with that. But over there in the Das Tfunas, he brings down very clearly that the purpose of a person in the world is to change his goof. The amazing thing, I there's such a terminology outright is like really amazing. He says, "Lazachech oisay, to purify the body, zikuk mamish, liyos kamal kasharis." Imagine to make the body into like a malach. That's what Ramchal, I didn't get. And if, once you get that point, and you look at the first paragraph of the Sefer Sharm, you start to see in the first paragraph of Mr. Yeshashon where he talks about Machai Basma, you see that this is really what he's driving at. He's driving at Dveikus, he talks about, you have to look at it yourself, it's certainly no time now, but it's beautiful, you know, it fits in very well, you know, the Shittos, like, even though when he wrote Mr. Yeshashon, he was 17 years old. This was an amazing, you know, I asked myself, what was I doing at 17, you know, his name is Radigan, and they say about the Vilna Gaon says that if he was living, he would have, you know, walked all the way to wherever he was, Amsterdam, Italy, Amsterdam, he walked from Vilna just to go here and to get from him. And they say most of his firm is Kabbalah, but they say that Mesiyas Hashoyim, which we can relate to, they say is the biggest of all the Kabbalah, it's all him though. That's the Gabbas. Amazing what it is. But anyway, that's what he said. So it's an interesting concept. But when I wanted to think, how does that manifest itself? How do we relate to it? Does it mean that a person has to be a parish? Not exactly. But so I was, you know, looking again into the Sfarim, of course, and certainly there's a lot of connotations. But today I want to bring in one possible understanding of it, and I think this is an emes d'gamita. When you look at the Kli Yaakov on Shemitah, it's a beautiful Kli Yaakov. Everybody saw the Kli Yaakov. And the Kli Yaakov talks about, he says that the idea of Shemitah is to instill, put into our hearts the emunah and Hashem, that the belief in our Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge, and added on one more thing. And he says, be careful, that understand Hashem's in charge, and not koyti v'oisim yadi. That's what he says. And I saw a beautiful Torah Shimshon from Shimshon Pinkus on Mitzrayim, which blew my mind. I was like, there's a famous Gemara, I believe this Gemara, I don't remember which second it's in the Dharm, or Saita, one of those, the Gemara says that Hashem says about a person who's a Baal Gaiva, I and him can't be in the world together. It's a famous Gemara. So I always wonder myself, what's so terrible? A person has to feel self-esteem. You know, look, I made a deal. What's wrong? A person feels good about himself a little bit. Yeah, I can understand it. Then when I said that, also I saw Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Now, Shimshon Pinkus says something which, again, I heard from the Mashgiach way back when. Similar idea, that he says the one thing that is mafria, they say in Hebrew, that means to it stares, it gets in the way of ein oid milvade, which is what we're mechuyev to atar veis aladas ein oid milvade. Eventually, it's come to the realization that Hashem is in charge completely. Is I. That's what he says. In other words, and the Mashgiach, I never forget, the Mashgiach said one of the, in the Shmuzim says, the most frequent, you know, he used to go on the buses. People can't believe the Mashgiach. He didn't have any gabuy. I offered my services. But he used to go on the buses. He sits on the buses, and he's thinking and learning. That was his dog. He never took a sefer. That's another, not for now, but everything was always in his mind, his thing. But he said, he couldn't help noticing, sitting in the bus, and the most frequent word that's used is I, I'm going to do this, it's me, and it's I, and it's a, and, you know, and this is basically the concept over here. We don't realize that one of the biggest things that stand in the way of real belief in Hashem is when we think about I too much. We get ourselves involved. We did this. Oh, I was machadish, a great chiddush. I said a great shiur. I said a great. You know, even in the Torah world, you know, a person. Oh, that's a great shiur. What a great shiur. Oh, you know, whatever it is, wherever person the I get the koyichiv yaisam yoni. That's exactly what the Kli Yaakov says. Gets in the way, and I saw a beautiful. Actually, somebody showed it to me. A good chaver of mine, Avram Chaim Foyer from the States, and, so he showed me a beautiful voice. I think it's the Divrei Chaim showed me that the famous thing that Avram Avinu, when the Malachim came, so he ran after him and he brought him into the house. He told them, "Wash your feet." So what Rashi says, "Wash your feet." Why is it what Rashi says? Because they're worshiping the dust on the feet. So everybody has the kash. When I was bothered with the kash, I says, what kind of a hortasaur is that to worship the dust? I mean, you heard Terach with the idols, but this is a new, this is Terach time. Whoever heard of such a thing, that they bow down to the dust on their feet? So this, I think it's Divrei Chaim, I think it's Samzit, says, unbelievable. He says, that snapshot. He says, these were merchants. What do you call them? These are merchants. And merchants, how do they do business? They got to run around. They're peddlers. They're selling their wares. They're selling their goods. So he says that the pshat and the feet is that because they believe in they're running around, that they're hustling and running around and catching customers and selling. So that's the pshat, worshiping their feet. They're worshiping the dust that they can move around. They run around. It's the worshiping the dust on the feet. That's what they. I thought it was a remarkable insight. So. This is basically the interesting. And I once told the similar word to somebody, and somebody told me a very interesting thing. That the gematria of Ein Oid, the gematria of Ein Oid, is 141. It's the exact same gematria as Ephes, which means nothing. that the pshat is a person. In order to come to Ein Oid Mavada, you have to realize that really, who am I? I'm a mortal being. What am I? I'm worth something. The Rishon is in charge. I'm Ein Oid Mavada. I thought that was a. I said to him, "How did you figure?" Said, "Yes, I used to play around with gematrias." This fellow's telling me. So he, I don't have time to sit to gematrias, but it's an amazing gematria. But the Maisa, this is. So I think perhaps maybe we could say, in understanding a little bit now, understanding with a little bit more with understanding what Shabbos Lashem, Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis, what was Shabbos Bereishis? Shabbos Bereishis was the first Shabbos of Tevet. What happened on the first Shabbos? I know what happened Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, a few hours before Shabbos, Adam sinned. He was sitting in Gan Eden, and he had everything. And he had one mitzvah, and he had everything, and he didn't need anything. It was clear, Atar, Esar, Atas, Ki Ein Oid Mavadei. It was very clear. All of a sudden, came along the Nachash HaKadmoni, and made him, talked to the Chava, and then so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you have to now, you're being banished out of the garden, and you have to go out and get a job. That's what Moshe knew, simple language. That's what he told him. But Amaisa, you think he got a job right away? It's not so easy to find jobs today. You know, I hear from people that Talmidim tell me that they're looking for a job. It's hard to find a job. You know, in those days it was just so he didn't start working right away. And I sort of it's for him. So the first Shabbos was a continuation, really, until Sunday. Sunday's when he started working. I don't know, I guess he would have, it was an Eretz Yisrael, so Sunday's a regular day. Maybe we would have lived in the Flores, would have waited until Monday, but I guess in Eretz Yisrael, people can't believe it. Sunday's a regular day. The bus, everything, people are running to work, what's going on? You come, you know, we have a joke about this, Shabbos Sheni Shogolius, Sunday, you know. But the first Shabbos, it was clear still. He lived in a world of Ein Oiv Levada completely. It was not a Hava, because he didn't start working. And this is perhaps the Kavon, the shame Hashem. Hashem wants us come to do Shemitah, not just put the plow down and let's try to make some deals here. The shop is voracious. You got to put yourself into a different mode, and that's the comparison to Malachim, because Malachim, what's Malachim? Malachim is completely spiritual, and Hashem wants the farmers. So lay down the plow, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's amazing. They have kailim, and they have for the farmers, and they come. They mamish lay down the whole geschäft, and there are all these people that collect money for them, which is a major thing because it is not so posh to. But this could be the pshat. Shabbos is voracious, and that's why it doesn't say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim either. Because Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the idea of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge within our world, within everything we do. It's not the message of it's a message of Ein Oiv Levada, but within a Shabbos. That's the difference. But Shabbos Bereishis is a different world. And it's interesting. There's Evan Ezra says something also. He brings this down. And he says something, and the Rambam explains it. Says, "Ki yom haShabbos, nesoydu me'olam remez b'mokam hazeh." And then the Rambam, he brings back, what's this kind of talk? What is this Kabbalah here? It probably may be. So the Rambam says, he explains it, that the idea behind this Shabbos is a remez to Shabbos yom shekuvay, the Shabbos of the end of times when the Yetzer will be shechted and the Olam Haba and it would be back to the way the ritual would be Adam Arishon before the Chet. So you see that already, even inside the Mefarshim already, it's somehow squeeze, you could pull it out. You could pull this out. Now where does that help us today? it's a nice stickle and it's a nice piece. But it's how can we relate to that today? So there's a beautiful Nefesh HaChaim, famous Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim says that if a person has in his mind clearly, if he has problems, he has a sorrow, and there's a famous story I'm telling you, and he has clearly in his mind, Ein Oiv Levada, that the punishment is incomplete. I'm nothing. There's nobody else. Nobody can harm him. Nobody can harm him. Nobody can do anything to him. Nobody can harm him. And there's a famous story to Pliskarov. That the Briscoe, when they went to escape, they went to Homer Shpach, and he told the whole family, Halsakop Einoid Movade. And the whole way they didn't see, not a soldier. At one point in the middle, from a distance, they saw a soldier, a German, German soldier. So he turned right away to the kid, and he said, somebody is being misyakdas. Somebody's thinking something else. See, they went to the whole family. Are you holding coffee? Are you body holding? And they found one kid. For a second, he was serious. Mr. Das said, "How's the cup?" And the best way they got out, they found that. But what's behind that? You know, what is, it's a very nice skula, but what's behind that? So I picked up a sefer a while ago. It's called Psukei Bitachon. It's very, very interesting, and he brings down a from the Arizal Eitz Chaim, and also the Rabbah Moran Ruka, that basically say that the pshat is when you hold Ein Oy Levadai, you are connecting yourself, which is what the Messiah Shasharim, I'm going back to the Messiah Shasharim says in Paragraph, you're connecting yourself with Hashem. The more you connect yourself with Hashem, you're in a different sphere. You're in a different world. And maybe therefore nobody can harm you. That's, you know, it says that there's no way anybody can harm you. And that's the pshat in the, he says, this is all brought down this far. So, today's times, and believe me, I stopped reading newspapers. I get so depressed first I stopped reading on Shabbos. Because I said, listen, at least in New Haven Shabbos, if you know there's bad news, what's going on, this and that, it's very depressing. I don't want to come to Shabbos and be depressed. So I stopped reading on Shabbos. Lately, it's so overwhelming, so depressing. And the way that, the critics have to say, and they always come out, put things, make everything down and make everything gloomy and like that. So I it's hard for me to hop around and I have to see what's good. I see an interesting title or something, but it's just very depressing. I don't want to be depressed. I want to be visited. So when a person realizes that, if Eino Mavadei, and really, we have nothing to worry about. People always ask me, what's going on with Egypt? What do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen there? What's going to happen there? It's certainly room to concern. It's crazy what's going on in the Middle East. The whole place, and then Syria, and then this, and then that, and then and with Iran, and then, and the Palestinians, and making with Hamas, with this, whatever. Ain't it ourself? But the nicer, if we just step above it, and just keep in mind Shemitah, that we have to connect ourselves to Hashem. Hashem's in charge. I mean, really, we're the more you put yourself into that, you're not worried. You feel good. You walk around with a smile. I'm not saying it's easy. It's definitely not easy, but that's the lesson that Shemitah has to offer. And I hope that Bez Hashem, that we can internalize this and make it part of our lives. It's a lifetime job. And b'schus zeh, may we taka b'zoicha to the time when we'll taka see Ein oyv levadei with Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehira. Amen.